Capitán. Capitán.
Majesty, got him up in a fishing net.
A fishing net? Sire, he's been telling stories. Stories that he...
We believe he's found them.
Ponce de Leon.
Says he found a Ponce de Leon ship.
We sailed on it.
No, I told you. Ponce de Leon died 200 years ago.
Aye, but he died searching for something, didn't he?
The fountain of youth. How soon can you sail?
With the tide.
Comes this afternoon.
Come on! Up to you! Move along, pirate! Or should I say, Captain Pirate? Come on! Up to you!
Pirate! Order! Pirate!
Now appearing before the court, the notorious and infamous pirate, pillager, and highwayman, Captain Jack Sparrow.
I told you, the name's Gibbs, Joshua E. Gibbs. Help me,
presiding over these trials, all rise and attend the Right Honourable Justice Smith.
Now, what do we have here?
Jack?
Shut up! Not necessary. You were saying?
Jack Sparrow is not my name. My name is Joshua E. Gibbs.
Is that so? It says Jack Sparrow here.
I told him. I am not Jack Sparrow, who I would be happy to identify to the court if it would help my case.
Oh, I think that would be a poor defense, unless you want to be bludgeoned again like a harp singer. Prisoner claims of being innocent to being Jack Sparrow. How do you find?
No trial, but aren't we here to examine the evidence?
Foreman, you're finding. Guilty?
Guilty verdict means he'll hang. Guilty?
That's not fair!
Shut it.
What should we get?
The crime of which you've been found guilty of is being innocent of being Jack Sparrow. I hereby commute your sentence and order that you be imprisoned for the remainder of your miserable, moribund mutton chop life.
Oh,
There.
Should be arranged to transport this prisoner to the Tower of London.
Thank you very much.
We're both headed for prison.
Not to worry. I've paid off the driver. 10 minutes, we'll be outside London town, horses waiting. Tonight we make the coast. Then it's just a matter of finding a ship.
All part of the plan, yes?
Exactly. I arrived in London town just this morning to rescue one Josemy Gibbs from one appointment with the gallows. Seeing as how you're still alive, I say it's all been very successful thus far. What happened to you, Gibbs? I thought you were employed elsewhere or otherwise engaged.
Aye, but I always listened like a thief for news of the Black Pearl. Nobody seen where she might next make port. Then I hear a rumor. Jack Sparrow's in London with a ship and looking for a crew.
I'm not.
But that's what I heard. Fact is, you're signing up men tonight. Pub called the Captain's Daughter.
I'm not.
Well, I thought it a bit odd. Then you've never been the most predictable of sorts.
Tell me something. There is another Jack Sparrow out there sullying my good name.
An imposter.
Indeed, but an imposter with a ship.
And in need of a crew.
Which as fate would have it, so am I.
About you, Jack. Last I heard, you were hell-bent to find the Fountain of Youth. Any luck?
Circumstances arose and forced a compelling insight regarding discretion and valor.
Meaning you gave up.
I did not. I'm just as bent as ever. Hellishly so. I shall taste those waters, Master Gibbs. Mark my words.
Oh, short trip.
All part of the plan, yes?
No.
You are Jack Sparrow.
There should be a captain in there somewhere.
I've heard of you. And you know who I am.
Face is familiar. Have I threatened you before?
You were in the presence of George Augustus, Duke of Brunswick-Lundberg, Arch-Treasurer and Prince-Elector of the Holy Roman Empire, King of Great Britain and Ireland, and of you.
Does it ring a bell?
I am informed you have come to London to procure a crew for your ship.
This is rumor, not true.
Then you lied to me when you told me you were Jack Sparrow.
I am Jack Sparrow, but I'm not here to procure a crew. That is someone else.
Ah, someone else named Jack Sparrow. You've brought me the wrong wastrel. Find the proper one and dispose of this imposter.
Oh, wait. Hang on a minute. I'm Jack Sparrow, the one and only. And I am in London.
To procure a crew. To undertake a voyage to what? The founder. Will someone please remove these infernal chains?
Come.
We know you're in possession of a map.
So confiscate the map, and to the gallows with him.
Have you a map?
No.
Where is it?
The truth. I lost it quite recently, in fact.
I have a report. The Spanish have located the Fountain of Youth. I will not have some melancholy Spanish monarch, a Catholic, gain eternal life. You do know the way to the fountain?
Of course I do. Look at me.
You can guide an expedition.
With your permission, Your Highness, you will be providing them a ship and a crew.
And a captain.
Afternoon, sire.
If I may be so bold, why is that man not in chains? He must be manacled at once.
Center of my palace, hardly.
Hector, how nice to see a fellow pirate make good of himself. Pirate, nay, privateer. On a sanctioned mission under the authority and protection of the crown.
As may be, but first, what has become of my beloved Pearl?
I lost the Pearl as I lost my leg.
Lost the Pearl?
I defended her mightily enough, but she was sunk nonetheless.
If that ship be sunk properly, you should be sunk with it.
Captain Barbosa, each second we tarry, the Spanish outdistance us. I have every confidence you will prevail and be rewarded with the high station you so desire.
Oh, to serve doth suffice, sire.
You, sir, have stooped.
Jack, our sands be all but run. Where's the harm in joining the winning side? And you do meet a nicer class of person.
I understand everything. Except that wig.
Leave it to me, sire.
Stop!
Thank you.
Is that it?
Filthy pirate.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Dad.
I heard you're putting together a crew.
If enough people keep saying it, it must be true.
I heard where you're headed. The fountain.
Have you been there?
Does his face look like it's been to the fountain of youth?
Depends on the light.
Son, the fountain. There'll be items required for the profane ritual. 2 chalices.
On the map, there was a chalice.
2. Silver. From the Ponce de Leon ship. You'll need both.
For?
The ritual. Don't be a fool, Jackie. Find out every detail before you set sail.
Oh, set sail? Love to. But for that, I may need a ship.
Those folk over there, they have a ship. They're signing up sailors right now. And one last thing, Jackie. The fountain will test you. Mark my words.
I hear you'll be recruiting the crew.
Aye. That is, Jack Sparrow be putting together a modest venture. You got some nerve, ain't ya? Turning up here dressed like that? What are you, some kind of imposter?
Have you any idea who I am, mate?
Oi! Muckers! There's a bloke here who's forgotten his own name!
Lads, I'm sailing with Sparrow. Who'll buy a sailor a drink?
You've stolen me. And I'm here to take myself back.
stop doing that.
I think I almost killed you once or twice there.
I am touched at this most sincerest form of flattery. But why?
You were the only pirate I thought I would pass for.
That is not a compliment.
Don't worry, Jack. I forgave you a long time ago.
For what? For leaving you?
Recall that I left you.
A gentleman allows a lady to maintain her fiction.
Look, Sparrow. As long as my sailors get their money, they're willing to put up with any number of peculiarities.
Ah, there is one peculiarity with which I will not put up with. I will be impersonated as captain, nothing less.
Well, for that you need a ship. And as it turns out, I have one.
I could use a ship.
I hear tell you've been to the fountain.
There'd be a lot of hear-telling going on these days.
The Fountain of Youth.
Dearest Angelica, fret not. You still have a few usable years left.
Ah, always so charming. You didn't answer me.
Eh? I regard the fountain. Waste of time.
Milady, I see unseemly-like fellows of an officious-looking nature.
Friends of yours?
I may have unintentionally slighted some king or other.
Yeah, you haven't changed.
Implying the need.
Yes. Open this door in the name of the man. You betrayed me. You seduced me and you used me. I was innocent in the ways of men.
You demonstrated a lot of technique for someone I supposedly corrupted.
Imminent danger. Here now, milady.
Open it!
I was ready to take my vows. And you... What were you doing in a Spanish convent, anyway?
Mistook it for a brothel. Honest mistake.
At a disadvantage.
Speak for yourself. Unlike some who pretend to be, but cannot in fact hold a candle to, I am Captain Jack Sparrow.
Thank you.
can you say I used them?
You know exactly how.
I know, but how can you say it?
So what is it?
What is what?
About the fountain. What do you know?
You don't happen to be in possession of two silver chalices, Circa Ponce de Leon?
No.
Ha, thought not.
Why?
I hear stories, rumors. You are, of course, aware of the ritual.
Yes, I am.
What is it? What is required?
A mermaid, Jack.
There's been a mistake. It's a life sentence. Not death. Life! Barbossa.
Thank you, gentlemen. I trust you can tie a noose.
That's a hard thing, forcing a man to twist his own hanging rope.
You must lie in your bed the way you made it. What's happened to you? Where be Jack Sparrow?
He escaped.
I'm on a tight schedule, Gibbs. The HMS Providence set sail at first light. And if you didn't care to watch it hanging here dead with a mouthful of flies, speak now.
Take me with you. Any point of the compass.
Take you where, Gibbs? The fountain? Aye. Is that where Jack be headed? Have you anything you can offer me, Gibbs? Anything at all? Upon my naked word, you'll not see the dawn. It over. You fool!
I had just enough time to study those infernal circles. Every route, every destination, all safe. In here.
Welcome back to His Majesty's Navy, Master Gibbs.
Show a leg, sailor!
Aye, sir.
What? There's been a horrible mistake.
Keep moving.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Many a man's woken up at sea. No idea what, when, wherefore, or why. No memory of the night before. Once he signed up and drank away all his bonus money.
No, you don't understand, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. The original, the only.
Scrum, and the pleasure's all mine. Now keep moving.
Coffin.
Do I look like a man in charge?
Where am I?
Excuse me, Captain Sparrow, sir. I'll be right honored to welcome you aboard our world-renowned vessel of infamy, Queen Anne's Revenge.
Blackbeard.
He's a curious one.
He's been zombified.
Eh?
Zombified. Blackbeard's doing. All the officers are the same. Makes them more compliant.
And perpetually ill-tempered.
Come on, scrub.
Yes.
Day's underway, at least.
Aye. You can tell that by the smell of the sea.
Smell of the crew.
Oi, what did that poor son do? How can I make sure to not?
Him? Churchly fellow. Always going on about the Lord Almighty.
Bible thumper on this ship?
A missionary's his story. What I heard was he got captured in a raid. Rest of the ship got killed.
But not him.
First mate wouldn't let it happen on account of his premier standing with the Lord.
First mate sticking her neck for some prisoner. That you don't see.
Her? First mate is her?
Back to work!
Steady as she goes.
You are a ruthless, soulless, cross-grained cur.
I told you I had a ship.
No, Blackbeard has a ship upon which I am now imprisoned.
We can do this, Jack. The fountain of youth, like you always wanted.
Blackbeard. Edward Teach, the pirate all pirates fear. Resurrector of the dead in spare time.
He will listen to me.
He listens to no one.
Maybe to his own daughter.
Daughter as in beget by?
Long lost. Recently found. Who loves her dear papa with all her soul.
He bought that?
I sold that.
Then it's the fountain of youth for him. Or him and you. Not you and me.
No, Jack. That's the best part. He will be dead.
Ah. You'll be handling that part yourself, then.
There is a prophecy. Maybe you don't believe in the supernatural.
Oh, no, no. I've seen a thing or two.
The prophecy is this. Blackbeard will meet his death within a fortnight at the hands of a one-legged man. That's why he needs the fountain, Jack.
A Master Gibb, short we are a map. Perhaps you'd be so kind as to provide us an heading.
A gem and pour me a gulper.
Hey, we be privateers, not pirates, Master Gibbs. And in the King's name, we'll behave as such.
Aye, Captain.
Be we on the proper course, Gibbs?
Aye, it be proper. There's your proof.
The Spaniard. All hands! Battle station! Here to windward!
All hands! Windward!
Turn up 2 points! Support!
Cast loose the cannon!
Gunners, take post!
Take position! Gunners ready!
Await orders!
Ready!
Guns armed, awaiting orders, sir. Sir. Orders. Sir.
He never so much as turned his head.
The fountain is the prize. It appears we be not even worth the time it'd take to sink us. And now we've fallen behind. All hands, make more sail!
All hands, more sail!
Right arm between wind and tide.
The topic, gentlemen, is mutiny. Mutiny most foul.
Aye. I signed up to sail under Jack Sparrow, not some pretender.
And a lady at that.
And mention was failed to be made of this uncanny crew.
Make my toes curl, they do.
I've got them. All of them.
Well done. Oh,
good lad. On to it, then. Blackbeard. What are his habits?
Stays mostly to his cabin.
That's right, mostly to his cabin.
Yes, but when he comes out...
He don't really come out.
He must come out sometime. Any of you sailed with him before?
No.
Any of you seen him before?
Not really.
Stays to his cabin. No one sailed with him. No one's seen him. Good news, gentlemen. This is not Blackbeard's ship. This is not the Queen Anne's Revenge.
No, this be the Queen Anne's Revenge, right enough.
How do you know?
I've seen the name on the back of the ship.
Gentlemen, sirs, fellow conscriptees, you have been monstrously deceived.
We are deceived, then.
Yes. We've nay been informed of a destination. Death lies before us as we sail for the Fountain of Youth. We'd be a sorry plight, mates.
Death, for certain.
The Guardian of Dark and Soul. And timely our ends will be.
Unless we take the ship.
We take the ship, then! Now!
Go on, then.
This is a dream. You can keep the sword and boots on. If it's not,
it's a dream.
No, it's not.
I thought I should give you fair warning. We're taking the ship.
Desgraciado.
Nothing personal.
Paro, ven aquí, o te arranco la cabeza.
You might be better off. You just stay out of it.
Religious, I believe it's required. Fight to the bitter end, you cack-headed jackass!
Thank you.
I be placed in a bewilderment. There I were, resting. And upon a sudden, I hear an ungodly row on deck. Sailors abandon their posts without orders, without leave. Men before the mast, taking the ship for themselves. Would be that, first mate?
Mutiny, Captain.
Again?
Mutiny!
Aye. Mutiny. And what fate befalls mutineers? Now, we know the answer to that, do we not? Mutineers...
Wish to report a mutiny. I can name fingers and point names.
No need, Mr. Sparrow. They are sheep, you their shepherd.
Have I mentioned, sir, what a lovely daughter you have?
A fitting last sight for a doomed soul.
Remember, Father, we need him.
If I don't kill a man every now and then, they forget who I am.
Coward!
Hmm?
They do not forget. Your crew sees you for the miscreant you are. A coward, no matter how many you slay.
Why, I've seen one day I find myself in a bewilderment.
You were not bewildered, you were afraid. You dare not walk the path of righteousness, the way of the light.
No, sir. The truth is, it'd be much simpler than all that. I'm a bad man.
That too.
I might have to kill you too, catechist.
No!
All Latin blood like a mother.
Father, I beg you.
Ah, there I be again, forgetting why the missionary is here. My daughter fears for my soul, or what's left of it. You truly wish to save me, my child?
Every soul can be saved.
Be that true, young cleric?
Yes. Though you, I see, is a bit of a long shot. Still, I pray for every unfortunate soul on this hellbound vessel.
You disarm me with your faith. Eight bells! Which of you unfortunate souls stood watch?
I did. I stood watch.
Gunner. You?
I.
The cook. Perfect. Lower the longboat! Bring her about!
Why do you do this?
Mutiny. Our laws be clear.
Our laws allow the captain to show leniency.
I've given this man a chance to determine his fate, a gift not afforded to all. Oh, you now. Chance to show the worth of your prayers. Pray he be delivered from evil? Horse me!
Stop, give that man a chance. Give yourself!
Thank you.
feel closest to our Maker. When I see suffering, pain, and anguish, that's when the true design of this world is revealed.
And I see it revealed when in times of hardship and tragedy, kindness and compassion are shown to those in need.
Perhaps you should pray for him to be unharmed, yeah?
Please, there's still hope.
Again!
I actually have no interest in the fountain whatsoever, so if your heart is set, you may drop me off anywhere you like.
That'll be all, Quartermaster. Your words surround you like fog and make you hard to see.
And what of you, the mighty Blackbeard? Beheaded, they say. Still, your body swam 3 times round your ship and climbed back on board. And here you are, running scared.
Scared?
To the fountain.
The Quartermaster sees things before they happen. He has foreseen my death, and so the fates have spoken. The threads of destiny woven.
You have a ridiculously high regard for fate, mate.
And you?
Me? I'm skeptical of predicting any future, which includes me.
It'd be foolish to battle fate, but I'd be tempted to cheat it. I will reach the fountain. You will lead me. That knife will serve you no better than the mutiny you devise.
Mutiny served me well. It gained me an audience with you.
Oh.
Aye. To warn you regarding your first mate, who pretends to be persons she is not.
Do tell.
She's not your daughter.
Dare to speak thus of my flesh and blood.
Sir, the woman is consummate in the art of deception. I know, as I mostly unwittingly set her on a wicked path, though I cannot claim credit for her existing abundance of natural talent.
Angelica, my beloved daughter, the one true good thing I have done in this life, and you claim to be the one who corrupted her.
Sir, what she is pure evil. More to be feared than a wild beast, hungry wild beast with gnashing teeth. Vengeful, hungry from hell beast.
Father!
Sweetness!
No need to hurt him, Father. He will help us. Won't you, Jack?
You see? Even now, she attends to your welfare, giving lie to the claims you make of her.
You will lead us to the fountain. Yes.
Put another way. If I do not make it to the fountain in time, neither will you.
I'll have a wee look, see if there's a chart straight away then, shall I?
Sir. Ives. Captain, sir. I am unhappy to report rumors, sir, among the crew as to our destination.
Shut your trap and make way. That's the way of it, then.
No disrespect, sir.
What do the men fear? Say it. Speak the words.
Whitecap Bay.
Aye, Whitecap Bay. And every worthless seaman fears the name, and rightly so, though few know why or dare to ask.
Be the story's true?
Say what robs you of your staunch heart, Gibbs, or forever leave it to the wider fields of fancy.
Mermaids, Captain.
Aye, mermaids. Seagulls, devilfish, dreadful in hunger of a flesh of man. Mermaid waters, that be our path. Cling to your soul, Gibbs, as mermaids be given to take the rest. To the bone.
Steady! Steady, man! Find your courage, or be ready to purpose your fear.
Save yourselves!
A deserter!
Come about!
Nay! Gentlemen, I shall not ask any more of any man than what that man can deliver, but I do ask this. Are we not king's men?
Aye.
On the king's mission?
Aye.
I did not note any fear in the eyes of the Spanish as they passed us by. Are we not king's men?
Aye!
Aye. Hands aloft and bear away! Stave on ahead to Whitecap Bay!
Polar. Come. Little drink.
Wine, music, candlelight. I think we've traveled down this road before, Jack.
Yes, we have. I remember it well. Winding, twisting, turning, gyrating, writhing. Incessant writhing. Do you recall Saint Dominique?
La Martinique. I tried to kill you in Saint Dominique.
Neither or.
Hardly appropriate for a first mate.
Was I the first? I've often wondered.
You can be so charming when you want something, Jack. The trick is finding out what.
Truth, then, is it?
Blackbeard has served his purpose. You and I can go to the fountain together, where we shall bathe one another in equal shares of fame. And other assorted debaucheries.
And I'll tell you the ritual of the fountain.
Yes, the profane ritual.
Can I trust you, Jack? I need you on my side.
Ah, my dearest Angelica. You and I are as thick as thieves, love. Tell me the rules.
Water from the fountain of youth. The shimmering tear of a mermaid. The silver chalices of Ponce de Leon. With these items.
Yes.
With these items, you may take all the years of life from another, Jack.
Aye?
You know what that means? We cannot go alone, you and I. The ritual requires a victim.
That is unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
I find my desire for the fountain greatly lessened.
But there is something on board you do want.
What about Blackbeard?
He's in the chart room. We'll have to be quick. He keeps each ship as a prize. You help me, and I promise you your pick. Though I think I know the one you will choose.
The black pearl in the bottle? Why is the black pearl in the bottle?
Up!
It's even more annoying in miniature.
Do we have a deal, Jack?
Angelica, I know you. You are not going to steal the life of some innocent man.
What about the one-legged man? I need years, Jack. Not for me. For my father. I am truly the daughter of Blackbeard.
You've fallen for your own con, love.
No. He is my father. The lies I told you were not lies.
You lied to me by telling me the truth?
Yes.
That's very good. May I use that?
I'm sure you will anyway.
Of course I will. So will you not give up this quest?
I want a father, Jack. I haven't had one.
Angelica, your father, Blackbeard. He is evil, and he will kill you, given the chance. He cannot be saved.
And who are you to set the limits on redemption? You stole years of my life, Jack. You owe me.
And you were en route to getting yourself killed. And I am not inclined to stand by and watch.
Whitecap Bay!
set to the longboats. Lay them out flat. No tangles. Make them look pretty for our dainty guests.
We're going to need light. A lot of light.
Come!
Smell that? Whale oil. Stuff burns like a miracle from God.
Can you make it work?
Made by the English. Let's not get our hopes up.
The old moon in the arms of the new one, first of the summer. Perfect for hunting a mermaid's tear.
We're doomed.
They be drawn to man-made light.
Sharks?
Worse than sharks, boy.
There'll be mermaids upon us within the hour, you mark my words.
And we're the bait.
I heard it said a kiss from a mermaid protects a sailor from drowning.
Don't be a fool. Mermaids are all female, son. And lovely as a dream of heaven. But when it comes time to churn butter, so to speak, they snatch a sailor out of a boat or off the deck of a ship, have their way, and then the sailors are pulled to bottom and drowned and eaten. Sometimes the other way around.
Sing.
What?
They like to hear singing.
My name is Maria, a merchant's daughter fair.
Louder.
And I have left my parents and £3,000 a year. My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. And there is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor bold.
Lord, save me.
Man, look. Look there.
You scared her off!
Aye, and good riddance!
Can you talk?
Yes.
You're beautiful.
Are you the one who sings?
Aye.
Are you my jolly sailor bold?
Aye, that'll be.
Scrum, comport yourself! Boys!
There ain't much been given to me in my brief, miserable life. There's the truth in it. But by God, I'll have it said that Scrum had himself a kiss from a proper mermaid!
My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor bold. Come, all you pretty fairies, whoever you may be, like a jolly sailor bold that plows the raging sea. My heart is pierced by Cupid. I just
able to land! For your lives! The trees, I say! Cowards! Back in the water! There'd be no refuge on land! On my word!
Done, sailor.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again. Back to the ship. We head for Protected Cove.
Now.
Lord, is that...
Mermaid, give up this madness now.
I cannot. Ever walk on the beach, look back and see your footsteps in the sand? It's like that, except the footsteps lie before me.
A footstep, actually. Whitecap Bay, sir. We must hasten.
We travel by foot. Gibbs, I require a heading.
Sir, the men.
They be dead already.
They don't sound dead.
Oh, is that so? Well, I hear nothing but seagulls nesting. What is it that you hear, Mr. Rose?
Seagulls nesting. Nothing more.
Heading, Gibbs. Your head or my head, I'll have me one or t'other, I don't care which.
to you now, Sparrow.
Was that really necessary?
Lest you not know the exact whereabouts of my ship, I'd be a cautious man.
So be I. What I want first is Ponce de Leon's ship.
Because tears don't keep. We need them fresh.
What is the ritual again? Water from the fountain and a mermaid's tear?
And two silver chalices. One cup with a tear, one without.
So one with a tear and water in both. How complicated is it not?
Both get water. One gets a tear. The person who drinks the water with the tear gets all the years of life from the other.
How many years?
Oh. All the years that they have lived, and they could have lived, if fate had been kinder.
Clergyman, on the off chance that this does not go well for me, I would like it noted here and now that I am fully prepared to believe in whatever I must. So that I may be welcomed into that place where all the goody-goodies get to go, savvy?
We have a word for that, Jack. You can convert.
I was thinking more of an as-needed basis.
Quartermaster!
Aye.
She cannot breathe.
She has water.
She needs air.
Open this.
She will escape.
You're killing her.
I support the missionary's position.
See.
Onward. This way.
This is the way, isn't it?
Of course it is, but we should go around to the east.
That would take us out of the path of the chalices.
Well, we'll circle back.
There is no time.
You're the one insisted on bringing a bloody mermaid.
Well, the mutiny didn't help.
You walk like a girl.
You would know.
Someone must go.
You mean split up?
You mean jump? This I cannot wait to see.
Sparrow will go. Find the ship, retrieve the chalices.
Sparrow, what makes you think he will come back?
Yes, what makes you think he will come back?
We cannot trust him, Father. I'll go.
She'll go.
How much farther to the fountain? I'm running out of time.
About a day's march north following that river, you get to a series of pools, then you're close.
You will go.
I was sure it would come to this. You know that feeling you get sometimes when you're standing in a high place? Sudden urge to jump? I don't have it.
I need those chalices.
Shoot. Save me the bother of the fall.
You will go. You will return. Or I will kill her.
You won't kill your own daughter.
Quartermaster, Get me 6 more pistols, remove the shot from all but 2, but do not tell me which 2. You get to choose, Mr. Sparrow.
Oh. No. No.
Yes. You're sure?
Of course I am.
Again. Please, they're not even loaded. Again. If you're so keen on killing her, why don't you just let her jump?
What?
If you jump and die, then she will have her chance. Again. If I jump, will I survive?
The doll.
I ya paradi adiya. I wakari.
Yes, now you will survive.
This is nonsense! I'm going!
Wait. Wait again.
We go on, due north to the fountain.
Well played, Father. You knew which guns were loaded, right?
Of course, my love.
Be nice to have a map about now. Or a ship.
Stop. Hold very still. You dare not let it touch your skin.
What? What'd be wrong with an older man having a hobby? What are you stopping for, eh? Push on!
Push on!
You can sleep when you're dead. Push on!
Fortune continues to favor us.
Santiago. Famously captained by Ponce de Leon.
Oh.
There's no one there.
Right then.
We must not stop.
You will walk. Or die.
Put your arms around me.
I do not ask for help.
You need it. We're in a hurry, yes?
Do not fall behind.
God's own creations, and not a descendant of those dark creatures who found no refuge on the ark. Such beauty, and yet deadly.
Deadly? No.
You attacked me.
No. You are different.
Different?
Are you not? You protect.
You pushed me down out of the way.
You see the fountain?
No, but we are close. Bring the creature, cover its head.
She has a name!
Pray tell.
She's Serena.
If 40 pirates dreamt 40 nights of treasure, it would not match the contents of this room.
You.
You.
No.
You.
I was here first. You. Why are you here?
Blackbeard sent me.
Why are you?
Silver chalices from a royal liege.
Oh, please.
Back! We have to balance it out! The whole ship will slide!
Right then. What if we each choose an item of approximately equal weight?
Put it back! We touch nothing!
What about that?
The chalices.
Boy, why do you get to look first?
Fine then. Together.
I shall have a look at that map. That's what I fear. I wonder why they left this behind.
Oh. They know the path. But I can also see where they'll most likely make camp.
Jack!
Gibbs.
I was just on my way to bring you out of jail.
Yeah. You stole my map.
Right. Let's be started.
Olay.
All these pools run deep. If she escapes, all is lost. Quartermaster. Look. Look! Staked out to die. To dry in the sun. Only half in the water. Not enough to live, but just enough to make the dying slow. Think on it. Your people murdered, harvested for their tears. Serena, won't you cry?
All die, even you. Soon I hear.
Listen. Listen. Can you not hear your sisters scream? Do you not hear them? We need but one tear.
Vile creature.
Chop off her fingers, one by one.
Joker.
Cut out the tears from behind the eyes.
Where's your voice in this?
Maybe she'll have a change of heart when the sun rises.
Why? She will burn, but I cannot wait for the sun. Perhaps we should build a fire.
No.
Do not contest me, cleric.
You will not torture her.
We need only one tear.
I will tear every scale from her body one by one if I see fit. If that displeases you, go pray.
I was wrong. Not every soul can be saved. Yours cannot.
Behold, gentlemen, a man formerly of faith.
That vile creature, as you call her, is worth 100 of you.
Oh, you care for her. You fancy her. And do not deny what is clear to my eyes. Question is, does she fancy you? My God, she does.
We are in luck. Bring forth a tear. Or witness the death of this poor soul.
Serena!
If you could manage a tear, I would be grateful.
Sadness, yes. But no sorrow.
Yet.
Not by your hand, father!
Time and tide wait for none. Quartermaster.
My, mermaids are tough. A lot of them. Tie her up like the others. Get rid of this. You are confident?
Yes. I am a woman. So is she.
What's your play, Jack? Throwing in with Barbossa.
There is a girl. A female. Of the opposite sex.
When is there not?
Perhaps I should say damsel.
You're rescuing a damsel? Well, there's a first.
Yes, but it's just that I may have caused said damsel some manner of harm many moons ago.
Out with it.
Gibbs, this is the woman from Seville.
Ah, you pretended to love her, then you left her and broke her heart.
Worse. I may have had briefly, mind you. Stirrings.
Stirrings?
Stirrings.
What, like feelings, you mean?
No, not quite all the way to feelings. More like... All right, feelings, damn you.
And you left her still. Oh, that's low.
Thank you. Stealth over force. I'll take it from here on account of your condition.
You don't have to tell my steer. I appreciate your concern, Jack, but I'll be keeping you company all the same. Hold here, Lieutenant Commander. Wait for my signal. Isn't that how you do it?
Yes.
Or sometimes I just improvise.
Slow and steady, just like we belong.
Sorry, Serena.
Philip, you're alive.
Yes.
You came for me. I...
You were different. Are you not? Do you know not of kindness, compassion?
Of sorrow never. Mermaids be too tough for that. Tears of joy. They say these be the more potent anyway.
Serena, on my word, I have no part in this. Let her go. You don't need her now.
Let her go. No. Secure her bonds. We leave her with her own.
How's that escape route working?
Here's your chance to improvise.
I'm attempting it. I might be able to get a hand loose. Oh, you got a knife. That's very good.
There.
I want one of those. Here's to revenge. Sweet and clear.
Revenge.
Come, come, Hector. If you wanted the chalices, you'd seen they were missing and gone. You were lying in wait for Blackbeard.
Oh.
King George, privateer, Whig, cheap theatrical facade. I'm not buying it.
You weren't there that night.
Well, the pearl was lost.
Taken. At last. We were off the coast of Hispaniola when we came under attack. No provocation, nor warning, nor offer of parley. We were peppered with cannon fire. And then the sea beneath the pearl began to roil. The pearl was pitching and yawing violently. Every plank, every rail, every spar all at once began to creak. The rigging had come to life. Our own ship turned against us, tangling the crew, wrapping around them like snakes, and wrapping around my leg. But my arms were free and my sword was to hand. I am the master of my ship, not Blackbeard's. I am the master of my fate, not Blackbeard. So I did what needed done. I survived.
So, you're not after the fountain?
I care not for King George or Tavernions that give hope for a healed limb. That give me left arm for chance of Blackbeard.
Not your right?
I need my good arm to drive my poisoned blade through his heart.
I'll see you get the chance, mate.
Prisoners escaping.
He's escaping! Fight on! Fight him!
Stop!
Hold your fire! I want him alive!
I figured that was the signal.
Chalices, Jack. I have an appointment to keep. I'll not be going back.
No need. Shall we have a drink?
We'll drink at the fountain.
How is it we can never meet without you pointing something at me?
You brought the chalices, Sparrow.
Aye.
Oi!
I see you brought a friend.
I did.
And the one-legged man, he is near. Aye.
Aye.
Now, before I go just handing them over, I do have one or two conditions.
Name them.
Firstly, I'll be having my compass back. No, no, that's secondly. Firstly, upon your word, you will bring no harm to Angelica.
I make no vows to the likes of you, Sparrow. But it costs me nothing to admit that she was never in harm's way.
Secondly, then, priorly, firstly, I will be having my compass back. Please. I do deserve it. You have any idea how difficult it was to catch that filthy pig? Not the big one, the four-legged one. Thank you. And thirdly, Mr. Beard, there are times, not very often, when I do reflect upon my heinous misdeeds. Chief among them, I note how poorly I have treated Mr. Gibbs, my loyal first mate.
Hey, now you bring it up.
Left him to rot in jail, I did. Didn't care. Still don't. But point being, you must let him go free.
Is that it?
I think so. Quick, or the pig runs, and good luck getting those chalices.
Jack, if it's all the same to you, I'd be just as...
Done! Release the swine.
Perhaps if you don't mind, I could tag along with you folk for a while.
This will lead you to freedom, mate. I could have swore it was somewhere right round here.
We must not stop.
Aha! Did it?
Dead end.
Did it?
Jack, I'm starting to think you don't know where you're going.
It is not the destination so much as the journey, they say. Chalices, if you please. Stand back.
Have you ever, in fact, seen with your own eyes the fountain of youth?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Quartermaster.
No, no! Wait, wait!
Wait.
Aqua de Vida. Thank you.
Master Scrum.
Do you mind?
What's going on?
I'll be the first to taste those waters.
Father.
The one-legged man.
You brought him here.
Would I do that?
Edward Teach! For crimes committed on the high seas, by the authority granted me by His Majesty the King, with a goodly amount of personal satisfaction, I hereby place you in the custody of the court and declare you to be my prisoner. My tricks up.
Is that it?
Such crimes do include, but are not limited to, piracy, treason, murder, torture of the most heinous sort, including the brutal theft of one ewe's twisted hairy right leg.
You dare face this sword?
This far away from your ship, I.
Aye. That be the cold breath of fate I feel down my nape. But I'll have one last fight, by God.
Kill them all! Hey, hang on a minute. I just need to understand something. Right, so you will fight against them. They will fight against you, all on account of him wanting to kill him. Where is the sense? Exactly. I say, let them fight each other. Or we lay back, watch, have a drink, play some wagers. Hey! Alright.
Hand it over. The tear. That's a good lad.
I'm more afraid of her than I am of you.
Hand it over. There's a good lad.
The chalices, if you please.
Sorry, Jack. I told you. I need the ears. And now yours will do.
Ah! Face as I strike you down. Take a gander, Edward Teach.
Forever claimed in the glorious name of His Majesty, King George.
Someone make a note of that man's bravery. Señorita, the chalices.
Only God can grant eternal life, not this pagan water.
Men, destroy this profane temple!
A fountain!
You are a fool. You seek in this place what only faith can provide.
Faith? In faith, there is light enough to see, but darkness enough to blind.
What devil is it? For the pearl.
What have you done?
Angelica! Damn,
it's poison!
I'm not such the fool to take on Blackbeard without a little venomous advantage.
Jack!
Acclaim Blackbeard's ship and crew, and this sword, payment for my missing limb.
Thank you.
Commodore!
Waste my tear.
Drink this. This one has the tear. You must drink the other.
No.
I cannot save you both. One of you must sacrifice.
You take it, Father. For you saw.
Captain Teach, she's dying. You must save your daughter.
This one takes life. This one has the tear and gives life.
Aye, hurry.
Angelica, save me, my child.
No.
I love you, Father.
Wait a minute. In fact, it might have been the other way around. This cup had the tear. That one had the other bit.
Trickster! Hmm? Devil!
Father! You bastard! How could you?
Your father saved you. Perhaps his soul is now redeemed.
Aye. Body only. My mind is at peace. Because of you.
Me?
Yes. I was lost. The wind. The tides. They ought to renew a man's faith. For me, only you.
Philip. I can save you. You need only ask.
I seek but one thing.
What is that?
Forgiveness. If not for me, you would never have been captured.
Ask.
Forgive me.
I hate you.
The bloke who saved your life.
The years I possess, stolen from my own father.
I only helped Blackbeard do what any father should have done.
You are cruel and ignorant.
One pistol, one shot.
To kill myself before I starve?
There's no trusting you, love. Besides, this is a well-traveled trade route. You can signal a passing ship. Or you can just bite the proverbial bullet, as it were.
And how will I get free of these bonds?
You broke free of your bonds half an hour ago, waiting for the precise moment to pounce.
Admit it, Jack. You still love me.
If you had a sister and a dog, I'd choose the dog.
Treasure! There is a chest with jewels! Jewels with the power to rule the wind and tide!
You're making that up!
Wait! I am with child. Yours.
I don't recall that we ever had...
You were drunk!
I've actually never been that drunk.
Wait! There is something I want to say to you. Something I wanted to say from the moment we first met.
Go on, then.
I love you.
As do I. Always have. Always will. I gotta go.
Jack! This is not over! Jack!
Missed!
So, we found this below decks.
Filthy besotted shellback, you made it.
Aye.
And I trust we managed to profit from our joint enterprise.
Feast your eyes. The compass led me straight and true.
What of Blackbeard's men guarding the ship?
I employed the self-same maneuver we perfected in New Guinea.
Oh.
It seemed a shame to leave an entire fleet behind.
Shame indeed.
So, the pearl. Any idea how to get her out?
We shall need a crossbow, an hourglass, three goats. One of us must learn to play the trumpet whilst the other one goes like this.
I know a man with a goat.
Good. I can go like this.
Jack, I have to ask. You had the chalices, the water, the tear. You could have lived, maybe forever.
The fountain does test you, Gibbs. But better to not know which moment may be your last. Every morsel of your entire being alive to the infinite mystery of it all. And who's to say I won't live forever, eh? Discoverer of the Fountain of Youth. I have no say in it, Gibbs. It's a pirate's life for me. Savvy?